record. All right, and then it is going to be my pleasure to introduce Sister Inez Ruth Eaton Martinez. Inez, and I am going to read her entire bio just because I do not want to miss anything regarding this great young lady. Inez Eaton Martinez, affectionately known to her friends and family as Niecy, is an ambitious 11-year-old who lives in Maryland as a twin in a family of six, where she has established her position as the little princess, who is very affectionate, sensitive, and passionate about her love for the Lord. She has been homeschooled since the beginning of her academic career and is currently in the sixth grade. God has used her homeschool environment to develop a great skill for his use as she presents weekly to other students on a topic of her choosing since the age of four. Further developing her oratory skills, Inez was first introduced publicly, sharing the love of her praise at the Lads to Leaders Leaderettes Conference at the age of four, appearing to be a flop because she ran with terror from the crowd. Seeds of his grace were planted that would blossom later. With the encouragement from her siblings, whom all enjoy speaking as well, her mother worked diligently with her to allow God to give her the confidence to share. And 2 years later, at the age of six, she performed her first speech at the Lads to Leaders and was recognized for her ability to memorize and perform with passion and precision. For the first time in 2019, she teamed up with her mom and big sister to speak at the 13th Street Ladies Day, and the following month proclaimed the importance of the Bible in the lives of humanity as she closed with the plan of salvation at Silver Spring Church of Christ Ladies Inspiration Day. For the first time in her Lads to Leaders history, she has signed up for a year-round speech, which has opened many opportunities for her to develop as a young orator and glorify God. She is a great, and I want to underscore great, blessing to her family as a constant reminder that God, love, and family should be priorities in our lives. Though she has dreams, shortcomings, and great victories, like any other kid, she is aware of God's presence within her life and enjoying the training it takes to become God's proverbial woman. At this time, let us clap, clap, and welcome Inez Ruth Eaton Martinez. Inez, the floor is yours.
Good evening, everybody. Have you ever heard this powerful verse from the Bible? It goes like this: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Romans chapter 1, verse 16. This dynamic statement is not just a verse, it's a declaration of faith, a commitment that goes beyond words. It's about standing firm in what you believe in, no matter what. Today, I want to talk about why we should never be ashamed of the gospel. In Acts chapter 16, we meet a lovely lady named Lydia, a devoted believer from Thyatira. During Paul's missionary journey, Lydia heard the gospel, believed, and obeyed it immediately. What makes her so interesting is that she didn't just keep this joy to herself. She instantly shared it with her family. This act of sharing was more than just words. It was a demonstration of her faith and commitment to God, to God's word. Some might agree that Lydia did the right thing by sharing the gospel with her family, but others might disagree, questioning if it was her place to do so. I firmly believe Lydia did the right thing for a number of reasons, but today I'll share three. Number one, the gospel is God's message for everyone. Number two, Lydia's encounter with the gospel message was part of God's plan. And number three, Lydia wanted her family to experience the love of God as she did. The first reason Lydia should have shared the gospel with her family is that God's message is for everyone. Paul defines the gospel for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 through 4, as Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. First off, Lydia was a Christian, right? This means that she believed in Jesus and his teachings. Because she was a Christian, she knew firsthand that the gospel was the power of God, God's way of saving us from receiving the terrible consequences of all the wrong stuff we do. Then Lydia didn't just believe in the gospel, but was motivated to do something so others could hear and obey it too. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Imagine your favorite superhero. Lydia's belief in the gospel was even stronger than any superpower. This strong belief is a huge reason why the gospel is so powerful. It can change lives and hearts, just like it changed hers. And guess what? Lydia wasn't just someone who listened to Jesus' words. She was a disciple, which meant she was learning to live like Jesus and follow his teachings every day. Being a disciple showed that she wasn't just talking the talk, she was walking the walk. We should be like Lydia, not embarrassed, but proud of the gospel because it's God's amazing power to save us all. The second reason Lydia was right to tell her family about Jesus is because it was all part of God's plan for her. In Acts chapter 16, verse 14, it says, "Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God. God opened her heart to listen to Paul's message." This is key. Lydia was already following God, which meant she was ready to listen and submit to what God wanted her to do. Then God gave her a chance to hear the gospel message of Paul. It wasn't just a coincidence. God used her business in the province of Asia, which is Thyatira, to bring her to Philippi, which is Macedonia, about 240 miles away, so she could hear the message through Paul and submit to the special mission God planned for her. And you know what? Lydia didn't just keep this amazing news to herself, like I said earlier. She wanted to share it, and who better to hear it first than her own family? This shows she wasn't just listening. She was ready to act on God's plan. So when Lydia shared the gospel with her family, it wasn't just a random thing. It was her being super bold in following God's plan for her life. The third reason Lydia should have shared the gospel with her family is super clear. She deeply wanted them to feel God's amazing love just as she did. In Acts chapter 16, verse 15, we see Lydia and her family getting baptized. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. Lydia had a great desire for her family to join her in heaven, walking alongside God. Don't we all have the same hope for our family like Lydia? Her belief in God was incredibly strong, and she yearned for her family's faith to be just as unbreakable. Lydia knew that the gospel was the answer to all the puzzles of life, and she was eager for her family to discover this truth with her. Sharing God's love gave her the strength to face anything. Lydia shows us that when you honor and respect God's love, it empowers you to become brave and ready to conquer any challenge life throws at you. Her story also highlights her concern for her family's spiritual well-being. She wanted them to be saved, to share her strong belief in God, and to experience the life-changing power of the gospel. Some argue that Lydia should not have shared the gospel due to potential risks or the stress of living a Christian life. They argue that the Bible teaches all who desire to live godly in Christ, Jesus, will suffer persecution. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. However, these arguments fall short because while persecution comes with being a Christian, God supports and guides his people through every challenge. "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Lydia's faith was not just for her own salvation, but also a light for her family and an inspiration for us all. In conclusion, Lydia's decision to share the gospel with her family was the right one, because the gospel is God's message for everyone. Lydia's encounter with the gospel message was part of God's plan, and she wanted her family to experience the love of God as she did. Lydia's story is a testament to why we should never be ashamed of the gospel. Just think, her family's entire world changed when they heard about Jesus. They had to soak up all this new knowledge and transform their to really trust that it was true. They had to change their thinking and let the gospel transform their perspective on life. This was huge. By sharing her faith, she wasn't just following rules. She was showing how much she believed in Christ's power to change herself, her family, and the world. As I quote Romans chapter 1, verse 17 says, "For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed." It is the gospel message. Like Lydia and her family, we can please God by studying his word, obeying the gospel, and sharing it with our family and friends. In the end, the just shall live by faith. Thank you.
How powerful. How
well
powerful.
Done. Well done.
Well done.
Amen.
Well done, young lady.
Melted my heart.
Beautiful.
Wow.
That was great.
Wonderful message.
Yes, yeah. Yes. A 6-year-old. God is mighty.
What an inspiration.
Yes.
So wonderfully
yes.
Presented.
Inez, we thank you. And we just praise God for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
I'll be walking on the cloud all day thinking about you.
Yes, a child.
So let's just give
us.
Her a clap, clap, you know.
Amen. Amen.
We need to thank your mother as well for reaching out. And unfortunately, our sister Martinez is not able to be with us today. She's traveling. So we're also going to pray for traveling grace for her. But she will get a chance to see this recording.
Amen.
So I'll be sending that to her and she will get a chance to enjoy the fruits of her labor.
Yes.
All right.
Train up the child in the way that they should go, and you know the results will come, and that's what I see in you. I just see a lot of potential and progress for your life. So just continue with that attitude. I really, really enjoyed your enthusiasm and the subject that you chose. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Anyone else before we ask for prayer requests?
I knew she was going to be good. Inez is my mother's first name.
I was just amazed. She is such a wonderful speaker. Great presentation.
Yes. And you just brought Lydia to life. It was so exciting to hear.
Amen.
About Lydia and enthusiasm and how she brought her family to the Lord. So just wonderful. Okay.
Great things, Sister May, come in small packages.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And this was a small but big package. Her enthusiasm and presentation and delivery were all exceptional. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, ladies, we are going to stop the recording.